B-Pod Studios.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yo, 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 check, look, look, look. Chickity check it, brought the soul back to the home team. Motown, why can't you see my team is supreme? Diana, welcome to the solar system of the forces. You running in a circle, we just chewing on your orbit.
Forfeit, fork it over. Heimlich maneuver, me and my ass and make the cut like we you. How you boost a future?
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You know, sometimes a gift, Rich, that God gives you, to quote Antonio Brown, can come back in a very, very cruel way to hurt you. Sam Darnold, for my money, is one of the sexiest people on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You throw him into New York, where it's a tempting pool. I mean, you're making out with every chick within 20 miles.
Sure.
He's got the mono.
You know what my favorite conspiracy theory is? Somebody called into our friend Boomer Esiason's show and said, I guarantee you, in all seriousness, I guarantee you, Belichick knew Demaryius Thomas had mono and traded him to the Jets to infect Sam Darnold.
By kissing him on the mouth?
Well, I mean, listen, you don't have to kiss him to get the yeti. You can spit.
No. It's just being sexy.
It was like sending a bomb over there. It was just like, he's going to get somebody sick.
So now the Jets will start the season 0-6. And Le'Veon Bell, by the way, is hurt as well.
But he's playing, I think. I wouldn't play him.
I would just lay down.
Trevor Siemian at quarterback.
Trevor Siemian.
By the way, the Browns still won't score against them. Their defense is too good. But all right, Rich, what's going on? I don't even know.
So a brand new business just opened down the street from where I live. It's a business that I've been curious about for some time now. I've seen it in documentaries. I've heard about it in news reports, but my curiosity was piqued even more when I heard someone at the station say that when it opened a few weeks ago, the press wasn't invited to tour the facility. It was kind of a quiet thing, and they didn't want to. It was like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. So I thought, what the hell? Let's see what this is all about. So yesterday, I officially had my first appointment as a client of.
Oh, look at that!
The brand new TB12 clinic in Back Bay.
Wow. What'd that set you back? That's not cheap.
Well, let's get to that. So let's just say I love this show.
Did you see Antonio Brown?
Well, I mean, listen, it does make sense. Antonio Brown just did his broadcast one in Foxborough, and unfortunately, I was not at that one.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay.
No, he probably does not have to pay, unlike me. So my introduction to the TB12 place actually started last week when I visited the new location that's over on Boylston. It's across from the Boston Public Library. It is a huge space. It's where the Morton Steakhouse used to be, friend. Oh, I know you and I ate there many years ago on New Year's, I think.
Yeah, I used to frequent it, yes.
And sure enough, you know it's there. It's an ultra sleek looking glass building with a big TB12 logo out front where you can see inside this big video monitors playing people wearing TB12 gear working out. It's as if Tom Brady sprayed himself all over an Apple store. It's just Tom Brady stuff everywhere, super sleek, up to date. Outside, there was like a spattering of people walking around, and they would they'd slow up when they saw the TB12 thing, and there were a few people taking pictures, but there weren't a lot of people walking in. As a matter of fact, when I went inside, it was just me, and I was immediately greeted by a room filled of TB12 water bottles, TB12 nuts, TB12 vibrating balls and foam rollers and t-shirts and said pliability.
The nuts in the vibrating balls all go to save.
Well, of course, why not? I mean, where else would you use them? So to the left, there was what looked like a cash register / smoothie bar, maybe, and straight ahead was what looked like a concierge of some sort behind these computers. And the woman behind the computer said, "Can I help you?" So I said, "Hey, I'm not really sure what this is all about. Can you kind of explain what goes on here?" And this woman, like everyone else who worked there, was extremely nice. Like everyone's like impossibly nice there. She explained to me that
Scientology.
Well, or they're just nice people, and it's a business that they want to, you know, kick off the ground. Not a people.
Or they're AI robots.
Well, she explained to me that this is a fitness place that helps you achieve whatever fitness goals that you want, and that it helps you work out in a more effective way. I asked her how it works, and she told me that at first you have to set up a consultation visit. She said it's an hour and a half. A professional TB12 guy goes over like what you want to do. he takes some tests, possibly do some muscle work, and comes up with a plan for you. I said, all right, sounds good. How much does it cost? $240.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Just for that particular thing.
You should have done the prices right with Fred Knight. Neither of us would have gotten it.
You would have said lower than that?
I would have said higher, but all right.
Just for one?
It's an hour and a half. It was a 90-minute session.
I would have said 500. You kidding me? Absolutely.
Well,
250 for an hour and a half is actually, it's really high, but it's not.
Well, here's what I thought.
Ridiculous.
So, I mean, the price sounding
is like $80.
Well, she said that after that, I could buy like a set of six visits or whatever amount I choose at the same price. I was like, no, let's just do the consultation thing because I don't really want to spend $1,000 today. But and the $240 sounded pricey at first, but I the way she described it, it sounded like it might include one of those TB12 rub downs I've been hearing so much about.
No.
Then truly, that's not a ton more than going to like a nice massage place. I mean, yes. You go get a nice massage somewhere, that's about $200.
That's true.
Well, you roll over.
That's true.
I didn't know if it included that or not. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But I was hoping. So she signed me up for yesterday afternoon at 4 p.m. And as she was wrapping things up, she told me that I was going to be emailed a few things to sign. And she wasn't joking. Here's all eight pages of the official TB12 athlete intake form, if you want to take a look at that.
Okay.
Where you're asked about everything from your medical history, yeah, your list of medications that you're currently on.
There's a Rorschach test.
There was a consent to possible acupuncture needles, which did pique my interest a little bit. I was also told to keep a 3-day log of my diet, which I encourage everyone to do, because if you're honest about it, is sad and sobering as hell to see it all out there in print, the garbage that you shoved down your gullet in 3 days. So yesterday I showed up at 4 p.m. and, you know, was greeted with a smile. I was sent past the glass door and down the stairway into the locker rooms to get ready. And it seems that I'm the only guy in the locker room, which is kind of cool. Gives me time to look around at the organic deodorant and hand soaps. And I was told to wait outside the locker room and a trainer would come and get me. So sure enough, moments later, a very nice gentleman introduced himself to me and brought me behind another glass door, which had this gigantic mural of six Tom Brady's all throwing a football. But behind the door,
was it hard not to get aroused?
Dude, listen, I know how to handle these situations. I brought the right underwear. But behind the door was this kind of medium to large room with what looked like about 15 yards of football field made out of AstroTurf. And to the left were some treadmills. In the middle were some like resistance bands. And all around the room were those doors that you saw Antonio Brown taking a video of. It was just like that at this one in Back Bay. They're like the little small individual rooms. I also noticed that I seem to be the only one there. I mean, but in fairness, it was a weird time. It was like 4 o'clock. So people hadn't gotten out of work.
No one goes to the gym at 4 o'clock.
And 4 o'clock's a weird time. If you go to the gym then, people haven't gotten out of work yet. It did seem like a strange time. So we headed to one of these rooms first, and it looked like a kind of a super sleek doctor's office, and there was a massage table in the middle. And the first thing the trainer asked is, you know, what goals do you want? I told him I was eating like a fat ass this summer. I want to get back in shape. He said, absolutely. Second thing he asked was whether or not I knew about the TB12 massages. To that I said, oh, yeah. I've seen Tom versus Time. I've seen those are the super violent ones, right? And he kind of smiled and said, oh, yeah, we really get in there. Almost like he was like, really?
Can't wait.
Get ready. He said, they're definitely deep and they may cause some discomfort, but you'll feel the results. So I knew I had one of those coming, which got me excited.
Yeah.
And then he asked, how much water I drink. It was apparently way too little, so I felt shame. So the first thing we did was we go out to these treadmills with lasers on them to find out whether I'm running properly and potentially putting too much strain on the wrong muscles, which of course I was. My right side's all jacked up. By the way, I recommend watching a slow motion video of yourself jogging. It's real good for the ego. It looks nothing like a drooling running oaf almost tripping over themselves. Slow-mo. My feet, I realize, don't even like they're crossing each other as I run, which probably I'm surprised I haven't tripped over myself. But now that he knew what muscles were being jacked up, it was time to head to the table.
You let a dude massage you?
Yeah, I don't care. I had that guy Magnus in Iceland do it, and that dude had magic hands. I'd pay to have him do it again.
Speaking for myself, I too thought that was weird.
My wife and I both.
What, having a man massage you? What, you don't?
No,
why would you care?
A man massage you in a dark pool with all the lights out. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
My wife and I will not allow men to touch us.
I've had a lot of massages. I've had a bad lower back for a while. I've only had a guy do it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, dudes. Not comfortable enough in your skin? Come on.
I ain't no gay.
save that.
That much we know. Yes, we understand. Yeah.
That's right, baby.
That's right. You're all man. I get it.
All right. Well, maybe we'll break and I will tell you about what happened afterwards. As I got a little taste of the Tom versus Time.
Well, you managed to walk in here, so it couldn't have been too bad.
So we will get to that.
All right.
Huh. And maybe we heard a little bit of this.
Fantastic. All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Y'all got 17,000 right here. Work don't stop. You know? No matter what they say, no matter what they hate, somebody still got to go to work.
I'm going to show you the perseverance room. Show y'all. You heard? God is great.
Determination. Perseverance. Commitment. We got this. Focus. It's called finish. That's the squad.
It's called Welcome to Legends Avenue. It's called TV 12.
It's like this.
Oh, yeah, baby. Give me that sweet potato pie. He means vagina.
Not the way up to date with the homies is straight. Picking up a buddy on that way, my homie.
Would you get this new Jack? It's close to that beat, yes.
Yes.
Not like sweet spot right. New Jack, but it's right. A one-off.
Yeah, as was this song. It was a one-off for the artist.
Who is this?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who knows? I can guarantee you no one knows. Domino, I'm being told.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Domino, I haven't we used him for one of your quizzes?
I don't know.
I think he's on a new Jack playlist somewhere.
He's not talking about dessert.
Oh.
He's talking about vagina.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
It's kind of like Warren's cherry pie.
Yeah, that's about vagina, too.
Okay, all right. I think it should have just been called This Is About Vagina.
Bobby Brown when the...
This song's about vagina!
When the piece of pie lands in her lap?
Yeah.
Subtle.
Yeah. I didn't catch that!
Oh, did I used to abuse myself to that video. All right. Bobby Brown, one of the hottest women of all time. All right, Rich... All right, so you're in TB12. You've gone through the machinations.
Yes, I have.
You do everything that Antonio Brown does.
That's right. I was not at the same one he was at. No,
well, that's a shame. Okay, so now here we are, and you're going to let a man massage.
So they tried to find out what muscles were being used improperly. They found it, and they said it's time to get on the table. He told me that I would feel some discomfort, and if he became unbearable, to tell him to stop. By the way, the guy talked his way through everything, explained everything to me. So that was great. But less than 10 seconds into the massage, I hated him and I wanted to die. So the first thing he did was this thing where it felt like he was digging his thumbs deep into my thigh. And as he rolled down the middle,
hence not wanting a guy doing it,
I had to take massive deep breaths to not audibly scream with every stroke. And he's like, you okay? I'm like, nah. And then he started digging right where my leg hits my hip. Oh, boy. That one was tops.
Why? And, that's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, listen, these massage people,
I get the back of your thigh, you loosen up the hamstring. What was the theory where the leg?
He told me, and when he told me, it kind of made sense at the time. I can't remember it because
I'm afraid you're going to get aroused.
I was in pain. No. There's no fear you're getting aroused.
Were you on
your back?
There's
fear you might pass out.
Were you on your back?
I start off on my stomach and then on my back.
Oh, yeah, I'd be worried that I get aroused.
Well, while doing all this,
big honk.
While he's doing all this in pain, he wanted me to act as if I was marching like a soldier and extending the leg. that I was that he was digging in, like in and then out,
it's
and then
bending science.
All the way back. And then he would grab both my legs while digging into my hip with his hell hands of iron and asked me to rock them all the way to the left and all the way to the right while I'm like almost screaming in pain. I swear everything I did for the rest of my time at the TV 12 place made me think I was on a hidden camera show. And I even told him that. I'm like, are you messing with me right now? Like, this seems really strange. And he kind of laughed about it. But little did I know the worst pain, however, was yet to come. He finally moved on to what he told me was my hip flexor. And by that, I mean he rammed his karate hands of stone right above my hip bone so deep and so hard that I swear it nearly squeezed the feces out of me. And I'm not speaking in hyperbole. I felt as if excrement was being forced out of my body from the pressure he was exerting. It was the only time that I had to, that I felt that I almost had to reach down and yank his hand off my body because the pain was too much. But I'm tough as hell, so I got through it. But he like was just jamming it, and then he did it on the other side. And I'm sitting there just like, when will this be over? You know, every once in a while when you're in so much pain, you kind of see white for a second.
Yeah.
Like I was getting.
Were you
going to
throw up?
No, not throw up. More just like
I threw up after some stupid crap I had to do for the station.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
it hurt so bad
yeah.
that I threw up.
Now, after all that was done, I got up, and I was feeling lightheaded and a little cheap, to be honest. And then he told me we were going to further loosen those muscles up by doing some work on the turf outside with these resistance bands. So I walked up, and I was happy that it looked like more people had shown up, so I didn't feel like everyone there was watching me. At first, I was like, is this some weird prank on me, like the entire time? There were actually people who had shown up at that point. There were a bunch of people working out in the deal. So I did about 30 minutes worth of workouts that probably looked ridiculous, most of them having me flex my butt muscles in embarrassing fashion, and most of them causing me to sweat way more than I ever expected. Like, you're not moving much when you use those resistance bands, but you're sweating like a pig. So after we did our exercises, he tells me that he wants to go back into the room and once again on the table so he can touch my hip flexor, which is the point, the thing that made me almost scream. I was about to leave at that point. Like, I was just like, what are we doing here? Not again. So I got on the table, and he dug in as hard as he could, and it didn't hurt. I'm not kidding. Like, it didn't hurt. I couldn't believe it. Like, this thing I'd been almost screaming about in pain, like, that, it kind of felt like loose, and whatever had been causing it to sting was gone. Dude, it was spooky. Like, really, really weird. And that was the first moment, an hour and 20 minutes into it, where I thought, man, maybe this weird-ass stuff works. Like, maybe this actually, he knows what he's doing with his weird hands of Hulk hands of stone. And then he went to the other side, and I'm getting ready to, like, freeze up. Nothing. It was like he was just like, it was like the Poppin' Fresh Doughboy, just whee, nothing at that point. And I'm like, that's,
you sure he was digging in as fast, as hard as he was before?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He was digging in hard. And like, you would think too that you'd be sore there just from getting it rammed as hard as he did. But he went back in, and it was almost like, now, listen, maybe there's a scientific reason. Maybe it's numb. You know, I'm numb for the pain, whatever. But honestly, like, it wasn't there. It didn't feel sore. And then he started doing this thing with my head, which kind of hurt. But then after a while, it was like, you know, like the massage of my head. But I got up and my legs felt like, not only like jelly, but they felt pretty good. And so as I was leaving, he was like, so, you know, he said, I'm going to email you a bunch of stuff to kind of help. This is kind of your first deal, and I'll give you some exercises and all that. And it was like the first time I was like, dude, this is really weird. I wanted to like absolutely hate this entire experience. And now like I feel kind of goop. Like, I felt like almost like jelly as I was walking out. And so then I'm like, but what do you do with this? Like, I mean, you don't keep getting these massages. Like, what do you do? And as I was leaving, the woman said there were like classes and all this stuff that you could take. I'm like, okay, that seems more like it. It seems like a normal workout place now. If you want to do like resistance bands and stuff like that, then maybe that works. And so as I was walking out, I was kind of walking down the street just going, all right, well, this is strange. Maybe I'll do a class. Maybe I won't. And I was feeling pretty good when I went to bed. However, I'm sore as hell this morning. Like, everything in my legs is killing me this morning. But I'm telling you, for that moment, something, he did something where what was causing me to scream before, I was perfectly fine with it. Now, I don't know if that was, as I said, so there's some scientific explanation, but it was really, really, really weird.
So you going back?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Now that I kind of know what it does and stuff like that, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll give it one more try. It depends on how much the classes are. If the classes are 240, I mean, I'm not going to do it. But if it's like $40 for a group class,
I don't think $40 is on the table.
Yeah, I'm going to guess no.
I don't know. If it's a group class, maybe.
I don't think $40 is on the table. I think based on where it's located, it's not $40.
I mean, you might be right.
That's prime real estate.
Yeah, downtown Boston, nothing is $40.
I guess so.
All right. Well, yesterday, I said that I don't think Bill Belichick's a good person. And that was what people wanted to do to me. So, very polarizing. I yelled at a phone caller. And
so it said, send Mark Jamelli to TV 12.
Oh. Ah, Nick, it was her. I need to be disciplined.
Yeah, I you should.
Mark's been a bad boy.
I'll vouch for it. I'll tell him it sucks while you're doing it, but at the end of it, you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you got
it's like nailing a fat chick.
All right. So I made these statements yesterday, and that I still don't think Bill Belichick is a good person. And wouldn't you know, the Patriots fans got very mad at me. Rich has collected several of their comments, and we can address these on the air. They very polarizing, the phone call. I've had people come up to me and said that it was funny in the station, and I've had people say, I'm never listening to the show again. So there are two ways that thing went. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got the chill.
Do you remember this video, John?
No.
It was cubes of ice on a conveyor belt.
Huh.
Illustrated. Does it represent you have to chill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You gotta relax your mind and let your conscience be free and get down to the sound of EPMD.
Well, you should keep quiet while the MC rap.
But they say Sermon robbed Parrish's house. They had a falling out, and they say he ripped off Parrish's house. All right, Rich, yesterday I said I don't think Bill Belichick's a good person.
Which, of course, your justification with that was because what he said, how he acted in the interview press conference.
He did it. And by the way, I'm not the only one, but the way that he...
Who else thinks that?
I read a Gasper article that basically insinuated that.
So Chris Gasper said he wasn't a good person?
No, but it was along those lines. I mean, he talked about how incredibly inappropriate the press conference was.
Sure, but it doesn't mean he's a bad person. He might have just been tone deaf.
I think he's a bad person.
Okay, who else thinks he's a bad person? You said a lot of people do.
Oh, maybe not. Oh, I got some people that said they agreed with me.
Who?
Listeners.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I didn't go around and, like, ask all my buddies.
Right, when you said a lot of people, I actually thought there might have been people who said stuff, like, that we knew, like famous people.
Yeah, Kurt Loder reached out.
While he was breaking down the 1989
There's
Academy Award.
Because, and the thing is, he can compartmentalize things, and I don't think that makes him a good person. I mean, he got off, was surly with the press because they dared. And I don't think they should suspend Antonio Brown based on this civil suit, because it sets a precedent that, I mean, you can get sued for anything civilly, and it doesn't have to have any credence to it.
Yeah.
So I don't think he should be suspended, but I think when there's allegations of rape, you don't go in there and, you know, get feisty with the media.
Yeah, he was tone deaf, and I agree with you. But tone deaf, in my opinion, doesn't make him a bad person.
Yeah, I don't think he's a good guy with that boat. All right, so so I said that, and then a guy called in, and he called me out. And he said he wanted to do the show for a week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
which was a good point. He should come in and do the show for a week. And people were mad. I was passionate about what I said, but of course, You know, it's all about the laundry. And Felger made a good point. That where were all these calls? Why is no one calling in now? When Ben Roethlisberger was accused and never convicted, I don't even know if he was charged. And Ray Rice was, I don't think, ever charged with anything.
I think because it was his wife, and she came out and made
fair
a statement.
Enough, but yeah. I mean,
she refused. But he never played again.
Yeah, she refused to press charges.
But that was that's the team's decisions, which kind of furthers my point. I mean, but remember all the Roethlisberger people that would call in and go, "I can't believe the Steelers."
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you still hear people refer to him as Raethlisberger.
Right, and he was never charged with anything. So, you know, but if you go by those examples, like, why is Antonio Brown any different? So, and I don't think he should be suspended, and I don't think that the Patriots have any. If he's on the team, they should play him. If they want to cut him because they don't want any more headaches, which he will do, we're all in agreement. He will do something on social media.
Well, there was something last night, though, that might explain why, like what happened behind the scenes and what did the Patriots know and what didn't they know. And ESPN came out with an article saying that in this situation, they said that the civil suit being brought against, okay, they said that the representatives for Antonio Brown and his accuser, and his Brittany Taylor, they were in discussions over the last few months, but agreed that their communication was going to remain confidential. So they were going to try to work out some sort of payment, it sounded like, confidentially.
Okay.
Except she filed her civil sexual assault lawsuit, and that's when it became public. Now, they say that that's why the Patriots and the Oakland Raiders had no idea that this existed.
I don't think the Patriots knew.
For either one of them to know that, it would have breached any kind of confidentiality between the two of them.
So, I don't think that they knew.
The other thing that is interesting about this is that Burt came on and said the one thing that can get you to have to forfeit your guarantee is if you did not disclose, it's like if you ended up like violating a non-disclosure, or you didn't disclose everything, you didn't have full disclosure. And apparently, according to, in this article, a high-ranking team source, they said that players are actually not obligated to notify a team about a civil case before signing a contract. When it rises to a criminal case, that's when it's different. Like, if you have a criminal case against you, you got to tell whatever team that you're going to be on. But a civil one is completely different.
Yeah, and I guess it would be unprecedented if they put him on, if the NFL put him on the exempt list.
So I imagine what happened when all this broke is that Robert Kraft calls Bill Belichick and says, "What the hell happened? What did you know?" And Bill Belichick goes, "Rosenhaus told me nothing."
See, I think Robert Kraft's a good person.
I know you do. And then Bill Belichick calls Rosenhaus and says, "Why didn't you tell me about this?" And Rosenhaus, "Listen, it's just a civil case. You know, this is something that we thought was going to be worked out behind the scenes. We never truly thought that they were going to sue us, and now this has come out. I apologize. We thought we had it dealt with, but we didn't."
Okay, so fair enough. Antonio Brown should be playing. It sets a bad precedent because anyone can get a civil suit.
Well, I think it sucks,
I don't think the pay.
Please continue.
But is that I don't think the Patriots knew. But the way Bill Belichick behaved in that press conference was tone deaf. I just think he's a prick. I just think that he's.
Well, you can think someone's a prick and not think they're a bad person.
I don't think he's a good person.
Okay. Well, I think that there's no evidence to make me think he's a bad person.
No.
That he's a prick. Sure. You know, there's a lot of pricks that I know that you're a prick. I don't think you're a bad person.
I am a bad person.
You're definitely a prick.
Yeah. We agree.
If I had an employee of mine that was accused of rape, I would go out and I would handle it completely different.
We agree on that. I think he was tone deaf. I think that the way he could have handled it better. And I just believe he went out there, and because he's done it so many times with football type of questions and situations, that it was tough for him to pivot from one press conference to the next.
Hence, bad person. All right, go ahead. You guys don't think it. You're two-thirds of the show. I do.
I don't think he's a bad person. I think that he handled it wrong the day before yesterday.
All right,
that's
so
it.
Fair enough. I made these statements. I yelled at a caller.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich, the feedback was 100% negative.
Oh, yes. They did not, not 100%, but close to 100%, 98%, 99%. And we got responses like this. Fred is an obnoxious idiot. Mornings like this is why the other two shows do better than TNR every year.
What are the other two shows?
I'm assuming Felger and Maz and Zolak and Bertrand?
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
Fred Toucher is a complete psychopath. I can't believe this loose cannon gets to make six figures, and every year he screams into a microphone defaming people. I mean, wow, this used to be my favorite show.
Who did I defame?
Maybe he assumes by you by saying he's a bad person.
That I'm legally defaming him?
No, I don't think so.
No, I know so.
That's an opinion, obviously. And his imaginary conversations with, quote, I have a friend that he refers to at every chance, now has the insight from all present and former players. Everyone talks to Fred.
It's true.
Now, that I do actually agree.
Adam Schefter. Me. We have a big Rolodex.
Fred Toucher's a total dirtbag. Let me just enter that. Hmm. Shut the F up, Fred, overweight, middle-aged loser. He calls us unhappy with life. Dog, take a look in the mirror. We all see shame and overeating. What do you see?
Okay, the fact that you sent that tweet means that my theory is true, that you live in a Groundhog Day existence full of boredom and tedium, and that you long to be outraged by something, so you listen to the radio, and it invigorates you because you finally feel superior to someone based on what they said on the radio. That does not speak, Rich, of someone living a full life.
Fred calling Belichick a prick and a bad person is rich, considering he's the guy who hung up on someone because he had a southern accent talking hockey. And Fred never belittles anyone.
It's rich.
It is rich, yes. Somebody said, you two nitwits, talking to you and me, Wall. Like, I don't like this. I don't like being included in this.
Yeah.
You two nitwits laugh at Fred's jokes like two little girls. He's about as funny as a fart in a spacesuit.
That's very funny. That's really funny.
You never saw the Family Guy where he farted in his spacesuit?
That's the first thing I thought of. Oh, yeah. That was really funny.
Farts are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they are.
That guy clearly has no idea what he's
doing. What do you think? You're better than me?
That's right.
What'd you just play?
It's America's Got Talent.
It was creepy. It was sexy. It was out of this world. It was dangerous. It was amazing.
Yeah! Julianne!
You are so weird, and I love weird. Honestly,
we couldn't speak. We were laughing so hard. That's one of the hardest I've ever laughed. Like I started to smell because like my body was secreting things.
Hey, let's not even get to putting that to Brass Monkey. That was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that was so great.
And then someone said, Fred, I dare you read this on air. That was the subject.
Okay, don't do it.
Okay, I probably can't then. Sorry, no, okay. I'm too scared
all right,
to.
All right, read it on air. Let's take a chance.
Hey, donkey face. He played in the NFL before he was signed to the Patriots. These allegations happened in 2017 and 2018. If you're saying the Patriots knew, then so did the Steelers and so did the Raiders. Blame them, America. Blame them.
All right. Well, you've read it, and now I fear that. Ian, go ahead.
All right. Let's say some girl from years ago accuses you of sexual relations. Are you going to leave the radio or not?
No, and I don't think that they should cut him.
Yeah, he's never said that they should cut him.
No. I'm talking about you.
Yeah, Fred never said that he should cut him.
All right, fair. That's fair, but should you leave
Good
the
point,
radio?
Ian. Well said. Good call.
He completely derailed him.
I wanted people to pile up on Fred.
Why did he
And we're
just,
getting bad calls.
Why? I just said they shouldn't cut him. I literally just said that.
Yes, and people don't want to hear that. They just want to hear, why are you hating on Antonio Brown?
I explained it 100 times yesterday.
But the point is, you're not hating on Antonio Brown. You're hating on Bill Belichick, right? Well, that's the whole idea.
I think it's a mistake that they signed him and that he was so tone deaf in that press conference and that he was belittling the media and acting like he was superior to everyone, like they didn't have any reason to ask him questions. It made me think that this isn't a good guy.
Listen, I wanted them to sign him because I thought one of two things could happen. One, he would have a Randy Moss-like season, which would be amazing, or he would just have a disastrous type of like social media outfalling. He would pick a fight with Tom Brady, and they'd still win the Super Bowl, and it would be amazing. I didn't expect any of this rape stuff to come in there. That completely changes the story. But the one thing that I realized yesterday is that video of them after the first game where they're in the locker room and everyone is getting along. They just blew out the Steelers. You've got Bill Belichick and Slater doing their thing, and everyone sees, it's like the chemistry on this team is just off the charts. It's everything an owner and a fan wants in a football team. You should act this way. They're holding up a video of Van Noy with FaceTime with his baby there. They're all cheering him on. The owners are in there. And what did you do?
Yeah,
you threw Antonio Brown like a torpedo in the middle of, you know.
I prefer hand grenade, but all right.
Okay, yeah. So you threw a hand grenade in the middle of the most peaceful church in town. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, what is happening?
And by the way, I do know former players, I'm not going to say who or how many, that don't like Belichick at all.
Well, there's a difference between not liking somebody because you had bad business dealings with them.
No. That think he's a bad person.
Okay, have they gone on the record about that?
Yes.
Okay, who then?
I don't want to say.
Well, if they've been on the record, then why not?
Ted Johnson.
So Ted Johnson thinks he's a bad guy.
Yes.
And I understand why Ted feels that way.
Yeah.
Well, once again, those are business dealings that he's going through with him.
No, it has nothing to do with business. It has nothing to do with money.
Why did he say that?
Because he claims that they ignored concussions and forced him to play.
Ted is very specific. I haven't heard any other player come out and say, Jesus, that guy's a bad guy. I haven't.
No.
I understand Ted. Ted is justified in what he thinks. It's well documented.
I think that makes Bill not a good guy. The way he handled Ted Johnson.
And do we know that that's Bill's fault?
He's the head coach of the team.
Yeah, but do we know that's not the trainers?
Ted Johnson thinks that Bill Belichick is not a good guy. He's been very public about it.
You read Jacob and Baldwin's article, but it does not paint Belichick in a good light at all. That particular instance.
Right.
Yes.
I don't think, what I'm saying isn't crazy.
No.
I didn't say I don't think he loves his family. And people are like, he gives money to charity. Great. But I think that the way he handles this team and the way that he speaks to the media when it's a serious issue, that he is unsympathetic.
Now, that's true.
And a prick.
Yeah, well, I thought that was... Well, he's a prick all the time at the press conferences.
Yeah, but I don't care if it's a stupid game against the Jets or something. This was a matter that he should have dealt with some sympathy. And again, I don't think that Antonio Brown should be cut because that sets a bad precedent for people that get sued by get several lawsuits put against them, because anyone could do that regardless of truth or anything. They could just civilly sue you. Then... I also don't think he should be put on the commissioner's exempt list because that would be unprecedented and that would set a bad example.
After the NFL finishes their investigation, then they can do it.
Okay, fine.
That could be as soon as next week.
I don't think that the Patriots should cut him because they signed him knowing all the other crap he'd done. And again, it's a civil lawsuit, an innocent till proven guilty. All those things. But based on things that I just don't think he's a good guy. And I don't know why that's so controversial.
I think it's because it sounds like you're going personal. He's personally not a good guy.
That's the way I took it when you first said it.
Yep.
I don't know how... I don't think he's a good guy.
Okay.
Why is that so crazy?
I didn't say
he's a criminal or that he belongs in jail. I don't say that the Kraft should fire him. I just said I don't think he's a good guy. I mean, I think that he... He puts football over everything else in football in front of at least one person's health. He puts football ahead of anything else. I mean, he knew about Aaron Hernandez. He knew the history of Aaron Hernandez.
Couldn't have predicted he was going to murder people.
There was a bunch of red flags that he was in gangs and
You're telling me Belichick took a chance on an athlete that no one else wanted?
Yes.
Okay. That wouldn't be the first time. I mean, Hernandez is an extreme case, and there was no way he could have known that was going to happen.
I understand that, but there were a bunch of red flags, and no other team took him. They all passed on him.
Yeah, he wasn't on certain teams' draft boards. I mean, we've had Vinny Serrato on this program.
How do you say everyone passed on him when he was drafted, second round?
No. He was lower than that. He was fourth or fifth.
Yeah, and he was a first-round talent.
Yes. Yes. And there were some teams, as I was just saying, Vinny Serrato was, I believe, the GM of the Washington Redskins at the time. And he has been on this program and said that Hernandez wasn't on his draft board because of the red flags. I agree with that part of it. But again,
I don't think that they obviously knew anything about he was going to murder someone. But he certainly was a troubled guy with a bunch of red flags. And he was a fourth round draft pick.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. So all hate mail sent to Rich at 98.5 Sports Hub. And there you go. And now you can get back to putting on your Patriots jerseys and hating me.
I don't think anyone ever left. I think that they pretty much had their Patriots jerseys on and hated you all the way through the segment.
Well, listen.
I don't think there was any danger of people moving off that spot.
You know, I didn't say the Patriots were a bad organization. I think Kraft's a great guy. He got essentially the Nobel Peace Prize of Israel. His charitable foundations are exceptionally generous. He's a philanthropist. I think Jonathan Kraft's a good guy. I think that, Robert Kraft is an excellent human being. And I think that Slater's a great. I think everyone on that team, I respect all of them. Except for Antonio Brown and Bill Belichick. All right. He's a great coach, but what are you going to do? All right. We'll be right back. Mike Lockhart, our own fantasy football guru, will be on and help us out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.